Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio, bringing you a really important message from God's word. They're all important, but this one is really important for us husbands. The title today, Husbands, Love Your Wives. Hey, what could be more important than that? Maybe loving God. Other than that, I don't know of anything more important. You know, it's a big job, men, for us to love our wives. I'm speaking to Christian men here. I find myself failing at it oftentimes, and I need to remind myself that my faith in God and my witness for my God, it all hinges on how I love my wife. You realize that? So that's something to consider. Now, what I want to talk about in this article, this audio, we also have an article on our discernment teaching blog at don'tperish.com. But for this audio, how do we do this? How do we love our wives in a way that honors God? Well, let's read in Genesis 2 and see what God has to say. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmate for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and he closed up his flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God taketh from the man, he made a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Wow, that's a very important area of scripture for Christian marriages and men loving their wives, is it not? Sadly, I have to say, we often see couples are not clinging to each other in this day and age, even professing Christian couples, but they're wrapped up in the sinful ways of the culture, man-made religion, all types of rebellion that pull and weigh at their marriages. Now, men and women are both guilty of this, but for this audio and the article, I focused on the men. Ladies, you go to our teaching blog and you can look up a topic called women, and it gives you lots of articles there on how to love your husbands, how to be godly wives. This audio is for the men. Now, men, Holy Scripture is quite clear on the role of a Christian godly husband. Christ modeled for us what a real man is, and we men are told to imitate him and imitate the Apostle Paul as we live out our lives honoring God. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, the Apostle Paul says, Imitate me as I imitate Christ. So there's our first charge. We're to imitate Christ and the Apostle Paul called by Christ. All right. Now, we want to cling to Scripture on this, so there's no Scripture that better sums up what we Christian men, husbands, are to do towards our wives than Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 31. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also has loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he may present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hateth his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it, and even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his mother and father, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Again, kind of echoing what it says in Genesis. So again, men, we're to love our wives, cherish them as Christ cherished the church. Now, let's keep in mind, we are to put God first, no doubt about it. But then our wives come next. Nothing else in between. Not jobs, not children, not friends, not our interests, not our material things, not even our own life itself. It's God and wife, not ministry. No, ministry doesn't come before your wife. It's your faith in God and then your love and your service to your wife is next. Easier said than done. I understand that. I struggle daily, but it is doable per God's word and his truth and his spirit. If you're born of him through a biblical gospel, faith, repentance, new life, being born again, then as fruit you're his, striving in holiness and obedience and enduring the faith, it is possible to strive and do those things for God, loving your wife, if you're striving to live a biblical life. That's very important. Now, if you read and you study God's word, men, and I hope you're doing that, it doesn't take you long to see that the entire word of God from Genesis to the end, Revelation, is all about Jesus Christ. He came to live a perfect life. He showed us the way to surrender life, his life to God, and then he surrendered himself for his bride. Excuse me. Called his ecclesia, his called out ones, the body that will faithfully follow him unto eternal life. He died for that bride to bring them unto himself. That's a model for us. We're to die to ourselves, die to our flesh for our wives. With Christ as our example, men, what are we supposed to do for our wives daily? Think about that. Interesting. The truth is, you and I need to be lifting our wives up and loving them, serving them and treating them as the most important thing in the world besides our faith and service to Christ. That should be your priority, men. Sounds simple, again, but it's easily lost in this fallen culture we walk through. We walk and we live in a fallen, perverted culture. It's easy to see that if we overlook this truth and allow these things to get in the way of our love of God and our love for our wives, this will be a huge stumbling block. Now, some things that men have within them that cause us to struggle, not only in loving God, but in loving our wives, some of the things could be pride, lack of patience, selfism, your mother's influence over you, lust in this terribly open, perverted sexual culture, anger and stress, covetousness, material desires, your extended family members pulling at your marriage, children's needs pulling at the marriage, your career goals and aspirations pulling at the marriage. Those are just some. There's many, many more. Now, some of the things that are in your wife that may cause you to struggle in the marriage. If you're both not living fully biblical, I need to put that out there. This could be things like feminism. We cover that in our teaching blog. Look up the topic feminism. Varied schedules. She's at work and home. You're at home and work. Varied schedules. Her clinging to her mother or father, not her husband. Her seeming to favor the children over you, her career goals, her tender emotions. Women's emotions tend to go up and down a lot. Her friends, her job, or being near other men that she works with daily, her not submitting to your authority and what you desire to do in the home, her not respecting you, how you spend your combined money for the household, and other things like holidays and even decorating and where you're going to live, what kind of house you're going to live in. These are all areas that can tear at a marriage. Now, I want to put a note in here. If a man and wife are living biblical lives, the problems with the marriage can be severely eliminated because the Christian wife would be at home, tending with the children, clinging to her husband, and that would eliminate many of these problems. So we're going to do an article, and we link it here on our teaching blog about getting your house in order. So that would help a lot, all right? If you were striving to be fully biblical and obedient. Now, all these things are great challenges to a godly marriage. I know that. And so be warned and be ready for those challenges. Most so-called Christian believers we see today, they are not striving in the fullness of God's word. They're living just Sunday religious lives. And so they encounter these many extra challenges, the woman out working, having lots of material things, kids in public school, all those type of things. It's today's feminized culture that we see brings a lot of worldly issues and stress on husband and wives, and it's causing much trouble, often ending in divorce, 50% of the time, they say now, in America. The role of men and women have been turned upside down by the culture, okay? People can't even decide what is a man and what is a woman anymore because of the transgender thing, but also men and women's roles have been turned upside down. Your so-called Christian Sunday places, denominational religion, they've allowed this over decades by not teaching people correctly what God's word has to say. So they take blame in this. Remember that. Today's modern pastors are watered down, unbiblical, teaching only part of God's word. They sadly have not taught the biblical truth. This is very concerning to us at Don't Perish. We call it out all the time, and they're to blame for part of this. They've not taught against the ills of the culture, like the sexual revolution, feminism, women out working, public schools. They've molded themselves to the culture in fear of losing people in the pews. Well, it's been to the demise of people claiming Christ and marriages. You know, sadly, they don't even preach a biblical gospel. You'll see the gospel on our website, the complete biblical gospel. Let alone do they teach the fullness of truth about marriage, feminism, how to live a godly life. Honestly, they've sold out the truth for favor of man. and that makes them hirelings, not godly people. So we need to keep that in mind. We will be doing an article soon on Get Your Home in Order, and it'll be under our men's topic. Now, those unbiblical things will cause you great challenges, including other things like ladies outworking the world, children placed in a daycare and public schools, I mentioned that, overloading yourself with debt, men pursuing hobbies and interests, entertainment, hunting, fishing, sports, movies, their friends at the expense of their own spiritual life, their wife and their family's well-being, men tempting themselves, being close to, looking at, titillated by other women in this culture, and wives dressing because of feminism in ways that shows them off to other men, gets men looking at them, perhaps put them in flirtatious situations, maybe even leading to adulterous affairs. Again, these are all things that undermine a godly marriage and should not be part of it. So us men need to know how to guard against that. Part of that is getting our homes in order. Now, let's go back to God's word. In Colossians 3, verse 19, Apostle Paul says this, "Husband, love your wives, be not bitter against them." This is an important issue, and I bring it up because all the things we talked about, feminism, wives dressing immodestly, all of these things cause us to battle bitterness against our wives, don't it? Yeah, it does. How can we battle this? How can we have victory over it? Well, knowing the Lord, being born again through a biblical gospel, trusting in his truth and his word and his love and his hope, of course, is most important. And also getting your house in order so you remove a lot of these situations that you don't have to worry about per God's word. So that would be very important. So men, love your wives. Don't be bitter against them. Remove the things that are causing bitterness that will help you in your marriage. In 1 Peter 3, verse 7, we hear this. "Likewise, husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as a weaker vessel and being heirs together of grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." Wow. Now there you go. Watch out, people. Watch out, men. Your prayers can be hindered if you have issues with your wife. If we godly men will obey God's word first, then we'll have a correct view of our wives and we'll love them without bitterness. We can hold them up in God's word. We can hold them up in prayer and our marriages won't be hindered. This will also help us to treat them with love, patience, gentleness, and we do it unto the Lord first, then unto our wives as evidence of our faith in him. They don't deserve it, but the Lord deserves that service from us. Do you understand that? Just like we don't deserve things, but we want people, we want our wives to love us and respect us. Now, again, I need to admit, I need work on this daily. That's one of the reasons I'm doing this article myself. We also see in 1 Peter 3 that the admonition for women to win an unbelieving husband or a disobedient husband without a word by a godly behavior. Likewise, if a man is married to either an unbelieving woman or a disobedient Christian wife, he can, by a good godly example, possibly, win her through his patient, kind, loving example in Christ. Women are instructed to respect and submit to their husbands. So men, our job is to become the godly man that they want to respect and submit to. That makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. 1 Timothy 3:12 tells us this about godly leaders in the body. "Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well." Do you hear that, men? Even if you're not going to be a deacon or an elder, you need to be ruling your house well. That doesn't mean lording over. That doesn't mean bossing everyone around. It means to be in authority, in charge of your house and have it in order. So even if you're not a deacon or an elder or a teacher or a pastor, you are an example unto those in your home, are you not? So you need to be committed to your wife. You need to lead the home in a godly manner and be examples for your children so they see what a godly home looks like. That makes sense, doesn't it? Now, men, this is very important. In my article, I put this in bold. You must lead. Even if your wife disagrees, you must lead and obey God first, then her. Acts 5:29 tells us we obey God first, then man or woman. Now, this is very hard for a Christian man to do today. I know that, but it is your service unto God. Go read Romans 12, 1 and 2. It's your living sacrifice unto God. A man must lead in what God's word says in the home and love his wife, even though she may rebel against him and your leading. Your example of strength in Christ could be very important in the long run to her, to your other extended family members, to your children. Remember that. This is not just about you. It's about your witness in Christ. Jesus said, I have to be honest with you, we could indeed lose a husband or a wife over our faith and obedience in him. He said this in Matthew 10. But if that happened, we would be blessed in heaven. Now, Take heart. It doesn't have to happen that way, man. The love of a husband can do much if he walks according to God's word. He's prayerful. He's not about his own flesh and his anger and temper or lording over. And he's a good and godly example to his family. So it doesn't have to end that way, but it may well do that. And are you willing to obey God and maybe lose your marriage? That's something you need to consider. Kind of like, are you willing to obey God and maybe lose your life someday over it? Something to be considered. Now, again, I have to say, much blame has to be placed on evangelical man-made religion that has compromised and has caused much of the issues we've discussed above. They've caved into the fallen culture around them. They've allowed feminism to come in by not teaching all the truth of God's word. And they teach a hollow, compromised religious life, excuse me, that will not do for a good and godly marriage according to God's word. We at Don't Perish speak much from experience on marriage. And we've had the good and we've had the bad. We'll admit that. We live day to day trusting in the Lord. And we've lived out much of what we've talked about. But praise God, we've made it through clinging to each other, not our families or friends, clinging to God's word, striving on in holiness. And as husband and wife, we've survived, which is a miracle in itself, to honor God. We've endured in the faith in our marriage. And that's what we must do, men. That's what you must do in your marriage. Even if your wife does not see it the same way, you must be the example. So we understand this at don'tperish.com. That's why we're teaching about it. As men serving Christ, I only have one hope for you guys, and that is you must continue on in the truth of God's word. You must strive to know God's word, not just read it, know it. You must implement it in your life. You must obey God's word in your daily life. Not man-made religion. Go deep in God's word. That's what our website, Don't Perish, is all about. Our teaching blog is all about, helping you go deep in God's word. Going to church on Sunday, men, is not living a holy, obedient life unto God. You must be a complete, full man of God. Hebrews 5:9 says, Jesus Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. If you're going to have a godly marriage and blessed by God, you have to be understanding what God wants of you, how you're to live your life, and obeying it and implementing in your life. That godly knowledge and obedience will call you out of the fallen world. You'll be set apart, holy. Then you'll kill your own flesh, temper, anger, lording over. You'll arrange your life and your marriage to meet God's standards, not your own fallen ways. Then once your daily focus is fully on him and his ways, many of the changes in your marriage will be a wonderful thing. And those issues we talked about are greatly reduced, not all gone. In fact, implementing godly things in your house could cause some issues, but that's for God's glory, and he gives you the power, the strength, and the truth to walk through that. If you encounter that, you should rejoice, because that's part of your persecution for your faith, living out a godly life. But know this, men, you have a powerful source in God's Holy Spirit and the truth of his word. That's an important thing to remember. Now remember, Jesus died for his bride. Galatians 1:4 says, he gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. So again, I'll ask you, men, Christ gave himself for his bride. He died for her. What will you do for your wife? We're here to help you. Just let me know how I can do that. Go to the resources below that we have for you. Go to our teaching blog at don'tperish.com. Go to John 4:24 audio. You're listening to it here. Contact us via phone, email. Let us know how we can assist you in your walk for Christ. Clinging to God's word, rejecting all a man's false ways. Man-made religion will mess you up more than it's going to help you in God. Cling to God's word. Let me know I can help you. I hope this has been a blessing to you. Come back. We're adding more audios all the time. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.